Okay, Simon Kuf Mem Bei Siv Vav. Finishing up Hilchos Purim. So Kivan Shekola Nes Hayayde Yayin. Since the whole Nes happened through wine, Vashti Nitrida B'Mishta Hayayin. Vashti messed herself up with drinking wine. Not with her, maybe she drank wine too, but from the party with Achashverosh. Uba Esther B'Mekayma, Esther replaced her. V'chein Inin Haman Umpabalasa Hayayde Yayin. Haman's downfall also happened with wine. That's a rechachamim for mechayev us le'shtaker b'yayin to become drunk with wine. Now it's mashma that dafka with wine, not with other alcoholic beverages, right? But others say no. It doesn't. It just says it doesn't say. It says chayev inish le'besume b'puria ad lo'yada. It doesn't say chayev inish le'besume with wine b'puria. It just says b'psume, so it comes from wine, but it sounds like for that, it's just as long as you don't remember the difference between Baruch Mordechai and Arur Haman, and anyway you get to that l'chaira would mean marijuana too, but I don't know if that's I have no idea if that would be the case or not, but yeah, so but it's if even if you're gonna drink hard alcohol, it's definitely kedai to have a little bit of wine first, at least the revius of wine, to be yotze. I would think you'd be yotze that way. Fine. Baruch Chai v'nishem b'sumer puri ad leyada bein oru haman levaruch mordechai. Well, the pachas yishte yotze mehergeloi, and at the minimum, drink a little more than you normally do. Kedei liskaros anes agadol, that you can remember the nes, meaning because wine takes off the edge a little bit. V'yishan and then sleep. V'toshe yoshin. Because you sleep, and you don't know the difference, right? And that's Mishnah Berurah says that. That's what the Rama says, and the Mishnah Berurah says that is the proper thing to do. Ulam mishu chalash b'tivay, somebody who's weak in nature. And somebody knows that he's going to be mezalzel chas v'shalom in any mitzvah, bebracha or betfila, which happens to many, many people that drink. Or it comes to kalas roish, which is very hard to define what that means. Then mutav shaloi l'shtaker, it's better that you should not get drunk. V'chol masa yil shem shemayim, everybody's ma'asim should be the shem shemayim. It's kedai to mention here the Mishnah Berurah's definition of what it means. Baruch Mordechai Arur Haman. So everybody thinks that the pshat is that you're gonna not know the difference and start praising Haman and cursing Mordechai, like you would start praising Hamas and cursing Eretz Yisrael, Chas v'Shalom. That's the Mishnah Berurah says that's not the Pshat. The Pshat is that two major things happened to Klal Yisrael. There was the Arur Haman, that Haman got cursed, which would have been fine for us. We didn't need Mordechai to get upgraded, meaning we would have been very fine if they left us alone and we didn't have to be part of the government, etc., etc. But what Hashem did for us is not only did He save us from the Goyim, we actually got upgraded and had total freedom, right? And then and eventually led to the building of the second Beis HaMikdash. So you're supposed to drink so much that you don't know which favor Hashem did for us was better, saving us from the Goyim or even upgrading us. Meaning when somebody has so many good things happen to them and you're so excited, you ask them, what happened? You ask a kid what happened, and the kid can't even get out how excited they are about whatever it is that the multiple things that happened to them. That's what it means. You're supposed to get so drunk enough that you can't know the difference between which good thing Hashem did for us, which doesn't mean that you have to say that you're drinking, that you're starting to think that Haman is cur is Haman is benched and Mordechai is cursed, Chas v'Shalom. No, that's not the way it should be. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah explains it. I hope that was clear. Zayin, Aval, afilu toich shiva, and Aval, even during shiva, chayav matanas lavyoinim, is chayav matanas lavyoinim, v'gam l'shloach manas l'reyehu, and to send manas to the friend. And mekomakam l'yishlach dover shel simcha, but you should, the Aval should not send something that makes him very happy. Aval, ain't shochan manas al shneim asar chayidish, but to an Aval, you should not keep Shalach Monas for 12 months. Afilu davar shena shel simcha, even if it's not shel simcha. Now you could send to the Aval's family, and the Aval's family could also send out Shalach Monas. Imu ani, what do the Shalach le'mois? Oishar davar shena shel simcha. If he's an ani, he could send out money or any other thing that's not shel simcha. Meaning, I'm sorry, if the aval is an ani, you can send him shmishloach manos because he needs it. Let's say in the city there's only two Jews, one's an aval and somebody else. Then you have to send it aval. In order to be mekayim the mitzvah of mishloach manos, tina einin ayin leel that we already had. Ches ain lasses melacha bepurim. You cannot do melacha on Purim. Misha aisa by melacha ain aray. He doesn't say you can't do. He says you should not do. Doesn't mean it's also. It's mutter. And misha aisa by melacha ain aray me aisa me aisa. Now melacha simin bracha loyelam. We won't see a simin bracha. There's a lot of confusion with this. But again, the chalamayir. Because on Purim, the reason why it says Ein Arayah Simen Bracha is because Malacha is Mutter. It's a custom not to. So you'll think like on Chol HaMoed, they ask, can I do Malacha? Or am I not going to see Simen Bracha? You're not allowed to do Malacha on Chol HaMoed having nothing to do with seeing Bracha. You're just not allowed to do Malacha on Chol HaMoed. Finished. If you have a Heter to do Malacha, then you'll see Simen Bracha because then it's Mutter. Meaning here, the reason why I'm saying Ein Arayah Simen Bracha is because really Malacha is Mutter. You're just not going to see success from it, right? But other times, like Chol HaMoed, no, Malach is just straight asr. Even if you don't care not to see success, it's still asr. By the Avi Kachama Mutter, with the guy, it's Mutter, which is why people that are doing construction don't have to stop construction on their houses. With the last of your prakmat, your business, you're allowed to do. So business is pretty much what we do. Most people buying, selling, all those type of things, that's Mutter. When it says malacha, means to bang with a hammer and a nail, laundry, those type of things. And of course, Friday this year, so we're more lenient. You're even allowed to write. If you want to do your bills on Purim, anything that doesn't require a lot of iyun, that you're going to lose track of the happiness of the day. And it's to write a dvar mitzvah or to do any other dvar mitzvah, avada, you do that on Purim. V'chein l'tzorech Purim, if it's a tzorech of Purim, mutar lasas fila melachas gemuras, and you could even do legitimate melacha. Test, yayim chamisha asa ba'adar, nikar tzein shushan Purim, 15th it's called shushan Purim. Ein oinu b'ay tachnun v'loi kelar ha'chapayim v'loi lam natzeach. V'asav gamkin behesver v'tainis, we don't say a spade and we don't fast. V'noigin b'ay k'tzas mishta v'simcha, you have a little bit of simcha. Aval ein oinu ala nisim, you don't say ala nisim. Mutarim lasis by nisuin, you can get married too. Keep mishain on a karan by esa megillah. Since we don't read the megillah on that day, you can make a wedding. Al b'yom shikaran esa megillah on Purim itself, shaz ikar simcha. Then the ikar simcha is reading the megillah. Ain ois in nisuin, you do not make weddings. Mishum de ain marvin simcha b'simcha, because you don't mix simcha b'simcha. Although there are those that hold you're allowed to, which would be some party of a wedding. If you did, Yud Yom Arba'asav Chamisha Asav Rada Rishon Gamkin Einanu Like Tachrim Like Kelar Chapayim Loim Ramseach. That's in the leap year. We don't say it. Vasurim Behes with a tainus. It be Yom Arba'asav Marbim Kitzas Besuda. And on the 14th, you have a little bit of a suda, but not on the 15th of Adar Rishon. Okay, we will stop there. And everybody should have a fine night and a Freilich in Purim, Everybody should have the proper simcha with the proper kavana, and hopefully Mashiach will come either before then and on then. All right.